Jake Spaulding back with you one final time here for this basketball season, talking with Jackson Heights boys head coach. That's Coach Brett Plattner of the Cobras. Jackson Heights completes the regular season with a 7-13 mark, and they are slotted in as the 9th seed in their sub-state, taking on a Care Paravel team tonight that we will dive into in just a little bit. But Coach, before we get into sub-state, Coach, really competitive game you had late last week at Valley Falls for your last regular season game, and a losing effort though, 59-52. But just tell me about that ball game as one that was really, really tight, kind of back and forth as it went down the stretch.
Yeah, you said it from the jump there. Really tight, competitive game. You know, first half, no team extending the lead beyond 3 or 4 points, and each group trading baskets, big baskets, and, you know, giving us some different looks offensively and defensively, both us and them. And, you know, the one thing I was really proud about as far as our boys was concerned was they actually built a 10 to 12 point lead there in the third quarter headed into the fourth, and we chipped away at it. We responded. We got some critical stops on defense. We got some big baskets on offense to where we put ourselves in a position, you know, right at the end there with about 2 minutes to be tied 50-50. And, you know, in the end, we weren't able to make a few of those plays, and we weren't able to get the stops necessary in order to squeeze out a big win like that versus a quality opponent and a good team that's going to make a lot of noise in the postseason, in my opinion. But I think our guys can learn from that experience, and we can take that experience moving forward and hopefully use that to fuel our sub-state run here.
How important is it for your team to have a competitive game like that against a very quality team and a very good team in Valley Falls heading into your sub-state here in the opening round?
Very important. And earlier in that week, we lost and took one on the chin a little bit to a Mar Hill team by about 30 points. And, you know, they had things that you can't teach in basketball, which was size. And I don't know how many offensive rebounds they had officially, but it was a lot. So when you lose a game like that and you kind of licking your wounds coming out of that game, you're happy that your team responds in the way they did versus Valley Falls. And those are the 1-2 in the league. So as far as quality at the upper end of our league is concerned, we turned around, we put that behind us, and we had a quality effort headed into that Friday night and really played pretty well. And, you know, it wasn't just one guy, it was everybody buying into the game plan, everybody playing really good defense, and certainly hitting some shots always helps with that as well.
Jackson Heights, the 9 seed in the sub-state, taking on the 8 seed, that's Care Paravel Latin School in Topeka. Care Paravel comes in at 9-10 on their season. And, Coach, there is a familiarity a little bit as far as common opponent goes, and it's just one school, though, and that's ACCHS, who Care Paravel played last week, winning that game 76-30. You guys, in your own right, had a contest against ACCHS earlier this season as well, winning that game 53-34. So as you're looking at film, as you're looking at preparation for this matchup, what stands out to you with this Care Paravel team?
Yeah, first off, their point guard's really good. He controls the pace of the game. He's got a nice build, about 6 foot. Really looks to attack the gaps in the lane versus man-to-man defense, and really gets everyone involved. And he's tall enough, he's athletic enough to finish at the rim if your help side defense isn't good enough. So we certainly know that he's going to present a challenge. He's a really talented player both in football and basketball, and we're going to do what we can to make sure we can limit his opportunity to play well and get him out of rhythm a little bit. And you know, outside of him, they got a lot of guys, and you know, from anywhere from the 5'11 to 6'1 range, who can all step out and shoot from the perimeter. Really good catch and shoot guys. But 5'11", 6'1", and they're athletic. So they can do a few different things on defense, whether that's a 2-3, they can get aggressive and jump passing lanes, whether that's man-to-man where they switch a lot of screens because of the nature of, you know, how they're built pretty similarly across the board. And they'll even give you a 1-3-1, three-quarter court press from time to time and try to run and be athletic, speed you up, and jump the passing lanes like we mentioned. So matchup-wise, it's not too dissimilar from us, where they don't have any one guy who's 6'4", 6'5", that really controls the paint, but they got a lot of guys anywhere from 5'10", to 6'1", who are all athletic, can shoot the ball really well, and switch defenses and do different things on that, and like I said, hit shots and you know, fill it up from the perimeter and score a lot of points. We certainly think our league's prepared us for the postseason play, like you mentioned, and you know, we always go to Nemaha in midseason, and the teams you see in the Nemaha Thunder Classic midseason tournament are just as good, if not better, than anything you're going to see in the postseason as well. So I think we're excited for the challenge. I think we know we're prepared for the challenge based upon who we've played and how we've played them. So we'll see if we can put our best foot forward tonight and hopefully, you know, make Cobra fans proud.
All right, final thing, Coach, is just the leadership and the way that this team has been kind of gelled as this season has gone from week one, and whether it's off-season workouts in the summer all the way through to where we are here at the end of February. Just tell me what you've seen from the growth of this team and the senior leadership that you've had.
Yeah, first off, we you know, with it being the last broadcast, you can't go without mentioning Jason Cade, who have been the seniors that have stuck it out in their high school careers. And, you know, the best best thing I can give about them is they work hard, and they obviously have a will to win and bring a focused mindset to practice every day, but they're just good kids in general. They're never an academic concern. They're never a concern of, you know, what's going on off the court with them, and that goes a long ways as far as coaching is concerned, knowing that you have good quality kids who are going to do the right thing, and that allows you to focus on coaching basketball. And certainly in that respect, they've given everything they could as far as their growth and leadership and their willingness to learn over the 4 years that I've had them. And you certainly hope that we can give them another chance to go at it again next week, and we can do everything we can to put them in a successful position tonight. Because, like I said, with good quality kids like that, you want to continuously coach them. You want those guys around their program. And I know all of our young guys from freshmen all the way up are learning from good role models moving forward.
All right, Coach. Well, as always, I appreciate you taking some time. Good luck to you here tonight as you guys take on Paravel, and good luck at the Sub-State Tournament, okay?
Yep. Thanks again, Jake, and thanks for all that you guys do for Northeast Kansas.
All right, Head Coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Knights Cobras. Again, the Cobra Locker Room chats presented every single week by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, also Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Community Healthcare System, Family Health Center, and Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Ware, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson in Holton.